AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prosecutors say Donald Trump tried to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Trump's lawyers countered, telling jurors the former president was innocent and the case should have never been brought. Opening statements have started in New York in Trump's hush money trial. More from the courthouse. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The judge ruled to allow prosecutors to cross-examine Donald Trump if he chooses to take the stand in his defense about several of his recent legal setbacks. Trump shook his head as Judge Juan Merchan ruled that prosecutors can ask him about the outcome of his recent civil business fraud trial, in which another judge found that Trump, his business, and key executives fraudulently inflated his wealth on paperwork used to secure loans and insurance. The judge says the court has struck this compromise in order to permit the defendant to testify on his own behalf if he chooses, but that he is putting strict limits on what prosecutors can question Trump about regarding those cases. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court is weighing bans on homeless people sleeping outdoors and whether doing so amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. This is Deputy Solicitor General Edwin Needler.
The ordinances are the equivalent of making it a crime to be homeless while living in Grants Pass.
Dozens of demonstrators gathered outside the court this morning with thermal blankets and signs like housing, not handcuffs. The Supreme Court says it will take up a Biden administration appeal over the regulation of difficult-to-trace ghost guns. The head of Israel's military intelligence directorate has resigned over Hamas's October attack. An AP investigation found the Chinese government froze meaningful efforts to trace the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, despite publicly declaring that it supported an open scientific inquiry. Stocks remain higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Hitler's birthday has led to arrests.
Police say four Germans were caught laying white roses in memory of Adolf Hitler at the house where the Nazi dictator was born in Austria on the anniversary of his birth. One gave a Hitler salute as the group posed for photos, say police. Patrolling officers took them to a police station for questioning. The woman said she didn't mean the salute seriously, but officers say they found a chat with the others on her cell phone in which they shared Nazi-themed messages and pictures. Police say they were reporting all four to prosecutors on suspicion of violating a law that bans the symbols of Nazism. Police say the two are sisters and their partners in their 20s and early 30s. I'm Rita Foley.
A court in Russia convicted Andy Stone, the spokesperson for the U.S. technology company Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, for justifying terrorism and sentenced him to 6 years in prison in a swift trial in absentia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.